The boy goes out in somebody's apple orchard, and the apples are still green, and he stuffs his pocket full of the green apples. What do you say his pockets are doing?
What do I say his pockets are doing?
Mm-hmm. Now you might see him and say, don't tell me you haven't been in this apples, because I can see the way your pockets
are bulging.
Bulging. If my shirt wasn't sansprized and I washed it in hot water and it got too short, it did what?
Shrunk.
And if this little girl next door likes to put on her mother's dress and her high-heeled shoes and lipstick and all that, you'd say she likes to do what?
Imitate her mother, or older sister.
I'm seen a lot of it too.
What about a woman that likes to wear good clothes and she spends a lot of time in front of the mirror? So she likes to do what?
Well, I don't
know. Well, that old word for that was primp.
Primp?
Primp.
She's in that primping, you know, mm-hmm. before the mirror, making herself pretty.
What do you call the thing you carry your money in?
Your money in?
Mm-hmm.
Pocketbook?
And what about the thing your wife carries?
That you wash in?
Your wife carries.
Oh. Handbag.
And what about the thing she would have in her handbag to carry her money in?
Well, she'd probably have a small pocketbook.
Mm-hmm. We call that a billfold, don't we?
Or billfold.
And what about the kind of thing that you carry coins in that might snap shut or might have a drawstring or something?
Purse. Change purse.
A change purse. Do you ever use the word purse for handbag?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of things does a woman wear around a wrist?
Wrist watch.
What else?
A wristband.
They did call them bracelets.
Mm-hmm. Bracelet.
And the thing she'd wear around her neck?
Well, what do you... You answer that one, Mommy.
Well, they used to have what they call the lockets and the lavaliers. With a chain thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. What if it's made up of individual things that are strung together?
Beads. Well, they have, I guess that probably carries the same name today that they did back then.